Hi there. The word for you today is invoke God's blessing upon your life. In Isaiah 65 verse 16, reading from the Amplified Bible, this is a powerful scripture. Listen to it. He who invokes a blessing on himself shall do so by saying, "May the God of truth and fidelity bless me." Now, this word invoke implies these two things. First, it means to make an earnest request for something or to solicit it. Second, it means to put into effect or operation or to implement it. So with that in mind, let's read this scripture fully. It shall be that he who invokes a blessing on himself shall do so by saying, "May the God of truth and fidelity bless me." And he who takes an oath in the land shall swear by the God of truth and faithfulness to his promises, because the former troubles are forgotten. That's a powerful promise. Even as God our Father spoke the world into existence, we too can use the scriptures, speaking them, declaring them, to frame the world in which we live. When you speak the blessing of God over your life, you do two things. First, you, quote, make an earnest request and solicit it. And second, you put it into effect or operation and you implement it. This is why God told Moses to bless the Israelites by speaking these words over them. And I quote, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace." And then God added, "Moses, when you do that, quote, I will bless them." That's powerful stuff. Now you understand why speaking God's word over your life and the lives of others can change things, and why the Bible says in Proverbs 18 verse 21 that death and life are in the power of the tongue. So, the word for you today is invoke God's blessing upon your life.